subdivision is going to be replatted. If you increase the density, it requires a Division 3 hearing currently.
Bob, could I interrupt you for just a moment? For those who are listening, we have had a technical difficulty this morning in recording and in broadcasting. We moved forward. We had a 7:45 public hearing regarding proposed subdivision regulations and proposed amendments to the Development Guidance Code. And not only do we have a 7:45 hearing, we have another hearing scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning on the same issue. But now that we are broadcasting, aren't we, Christy? Now that we're broadcasting, I just wanted to bring the public up to date as to where we're at and to inform the public that we are a two-man commission today. Commissioner Strompas is ill, and we wish him well. Bob, if you'd like to continue.
Okay. Do you want me just to kind of rehash just really quickly?
No, that's okay. We need to move, and then we can hit it again at 9 o'clock.
Okay. But basically, like I was saying, some of the key differences here, the current subdivision regulations, anything that creates a tract 40 acres or less under the current regulations falls under the Planning Commission or the Planning Department's jurisdiction. Under the proposed regulations, only those tracts that are created that are less than 10 acres in size would fall under the Planning Commission or Planning Department's jurisdiction. And in doing a lot of research, what the staff found is throughout the state of Missouri, the only county that we could find that used 40 acres as the cutoff was Taney County. The majority of the other counties in the state of Missouri that had subdivision regulations and planning and zoning actually utilized either 10 or 20 acres as their cutoff for the jurisdiction for subdividing. And so what's been proposed here is that essentially a subdivision of land would only fall under the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission or the Planning Department if it was less than 10 acres in size. So if there's a tract that's going to be created that is less than 10 acres in size, it would fall under the Planning Commission or Planning Department's jurisdiction. If it was a tract of land that was being created that was greater than 10 acres in size, it would not fall under our jurisdiction. One of the other key differences is currently, if you have a named subdivision, no matter what size that subdivision is, if you're going to replat that subdivision, so if you're going to create an additional lot, that has to come before the Planning Commission currently as a Division 3 permit. What we're proposing is you could create up to 6 lots administratively, whether it was a minor subdivision or a replat. Either way, you could create up to 6 lots administratively.
Which really is going to cut out a big portion of the bureaucracy that people are having to deal with now.
It really will. It really will. We feel that that this greatly simplifies the process. Probably the biggest thing is, like I said, the Planning Commission supported this 100%. They were unanimous in their support of this, and they really felt that it would simplify a number of things. One of the other items that's been a concern in the past is we do have an exemption for cemeteries now. In the past, that's been a concern. We just refer them to state statutes governing cemeteries. But we look at them as being exempt from the subdivision process. And I think those are some of the key differences. One of the other things that we tried to ensure was that the proposed subdivision regulations, that they agreed with the adopted road standards, and that those two documents were on the same page.
It was in discussion by this commission that because some of those didn't match up, that we would possibly revise the current road standards to meet and be more unified with the planning and zoning code. As we have small tracts of property now, the road construction manual that you have before you there goes to the extreme on someone wanting to let a family member build on their property or something to build a road that costs more than what they would possibly have in their home just to let a family member build. And so that was the same way that the cemetery thing was what brought this forward also. So there will be some adjustment, I guess, in the road standards so that it does match this. Right now it doesn't, so there will be some adjustment in decision-making on the commission's part on that, or planning commission and the county commission.
Yes, yes. I guess at this point, are there specific questions or areas that the commission wishes to visit, or...
Well, just a couple of comments. I think as we've discussed earlier, the bulk of changes that we see is a separation from the subdivision regulations and the guidance code.
Yes.
And you're putting those in documents where they should be, basically. Inasmuch, Bob, that this is a public hearing, I think I am required to ask if there's any member of the public at this time that has a comment regarding these proposals that have been unanimously recommended by the Planning and Zoning Board. Seeing none, Dan, comments additionally regarding what he's put in front of us today?
No, none other than I have already commented on as far as the changes, and we'll go over that again at 9 o'clock.
And I think it's fair to note that this is a work in progress.
Yes.
And that it's being approached incrementally. So we had changes in the past, we're having changes today, and we'll have changes in the future. But since we are scheduled again for a 9 o'clock hearing, and I think the reasoning for that is following the initial time setting of 7:45, we were concerned some people might not be here that early, so we established, in fact, a second opportunity for the public to speak regarding these issues, which is at 9. And I think that we should just set this aside to 9, and then, Bob, have you come back, and we'll go through this process again.
That'll be great.
All right. I'm agreed.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you for your time, Bob. And thank you and the P&Z board for all the hard work that you're putting into this. Agenda request review. Nikki, if you'd come up and join us. I have a question about, well, first, number one, that's not going to be brought up this month.
Mid-August, yeah.
Number two, Dan, I think that you had noted with recent passage of legislation that we should confer with the stakeholders of 911 before reappointments of existing board members. And as I understand it, those two board members that are currently on the board will serve until that particular position has either been refilled by them or filled by someone else. And honestly, the two appointments that are up on the 911 board are two that are written in statutorily. So I think that's going to be an easy choice anyway.
But. Right. I've seen that.
Number three is requested by Jim, and Jim's not here. Yes?
Can we go back to number two
for
just a moment? There's a second part to that.
Go ahead.
There's two vacancies as of the 31st of this month in the airport board.
We also have vacancies in the airport board?
Yes. It's noted under the column of notes.
You want to take those up next Monday morning?
Yes, one does.
Who were the vacancies?
There's an email from our parents.
Yeah, we take that up next Monday morning.
Number three, we probably need Jim to address that unless you know something about it that I don't understand it. It looks like that there is an organization that wants to utilize someone's services. Should they not just go ahead and do that, or are they wanting the county to pay for it? I'm not.
I don't understand exactly how it's put on here.
There's an email. Lays out their request. I received that from Jim this morning early.
You know, the point is, back when we were as a county chasing stimulus funding,
yes,
that was part of what the county offered through the services of Joan and myself. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's any longer, but we need to look into that. I don't think we were budgeted for that, but if in fact we were, we should consider them just as much as any other.
Okay.
Do you guys want to take that up Monday, or when I get back to the three of us? Or?
Whenever you, I think that's wait. Take that up.
Thanks for the clarification, Nick.
Uh-huh. Do you gentlemen have anything that you'd like for next week?
Well, for me, I won't be here on Monday,
mm-hmm.
but I will be here, obviously, for the next meeting, which is on Thursday.
Okay.
My question is, and it won't be answered until BOE this afternoon, if, in fact, we do not finish with BOE, we're going to need to reschedule again. Not that we're taking additional appointments. We're not, correct, Ben?
I don't know. They switched.
I called you by name, but I was thinking there was someone else sitting here.
There was.
So the possibility exists that that Thursday we might have to schedule an hour, or we'll need to talk to the assessor this afternoon and see where we're at in the process.
I know that Monday is very open. So if you were thinking Monday. Let me look at Thursday.
The process of the extension that we brought forward for a week was for the public to have the opportunity to come in, and I don't think there's any exceptions after that point for
new appointments.
And I think that's by statute. I think we had the ability to move it because of the book closing. But I don't think that that we'll have any new appointments. I don't know where we're at as far as the end of last week was the last date of new appointments, wasn't it?
Right. We're past having any new appointments.
Right.
But we may not finish with the ones that we have in front of us today and for ones in the past, and to consider motions for reconsideration or to consider any other type of decisions that the board may be making. We have one in question legally.
Ron, my question is to you, if we want to make a schedule on this, is that we'll have at the closing of BOE, which is the end of July, that we'll have business to take care of that last day or a day or two prior to that last day, and that some of those things that are laying in limbo now that may be added to or taken away be taken care of at that date instead of bouncing around with hour-long BOEs throughout the...
That's a good point, right? Because, for example, personal run-ons
right.
for the entire month that go into the book, et cetera. And,
right.
And you're exactly
two,
right.
And the other two will be BOE members that are scheduled to meet, and our members have to adjust their schedules in life, in their own businesses, to be here. And I believe it's just as a courtesy to them, and this being the even-numbered year, that we take that into consideration instead of having everyday BOE scheduled where they feel an obligation to appear.
Nikki, why don't you remind us, and let's look at either the 30th or the 31st, based upon when BOE members can be here of July and the assessor's recommendation for which day to end our, as some call it, the summer BOE, but it's Board of Equalization. Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Dan. Okay.
So on Monday, at this point, we will just have our regular county business and then the board appointments.
Okay, and then...
And nothing else.
Will we have our attorneys present for any discussion?
No.
On Monday.
Unless you would like them to come.
No,
to have an
I'm talking about monthly updates or weekly updates or whatever.
I do know that both attorneys are scheduled to be here on the 26th.
Okay.
Which is a Thursday.
I think that the certainly the weekly executive sessions that they were asking for has slowed now that we're actually in court on a couple of those issues and are moving forward, but you said they're scheduled when, the 26th, both? Okay.
I do. I'm in the process of going through my email, and I believe there's an email upstairs from Mr. Frank regarding an executive, so... And Thursday at this point, we just have a bid opening. That's all that's scheduled.
Before you leave, if in fact you are, here shortly in the agenda for today is a funding agreement. Has this been approved by council?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Next order of business is court orders. Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. You have your agendas there. Court orders that have been submitted that
I'm
need
sorry?
To be approved. Court orders that have been submitted by the assessor's office that need to be approved. The first bunch is personal property, and this is where we're deleting out the old bill where a correction has already been made. There are two refunds, and those numbers are 0072. And 0089.
Where would I find those?
0072 is on page 7. And it was a duplicate. They paid twice for the same vehicles. And then 0089 is on page 10. And that, again, they paid two bills.
If you would be so kind, just turn over to the last page for me.
real estate or personal?
Page 11.
Okay. Yes.
We have two properties that have been condemned by order of the city of Rockaway Beach.
That would be the one property for Robert Kane.
Oh, the one is condemned. I was putting the two below that. My apologies. I see what you're saying. The last two, it says parcel deleted. Does that mean that valuation is somewhere else?
What happened was, this is the Missouri Partners Incorporated property. You may remember it. It is a retention pond. And it is going to be on the tax sale. It was removed. Let me get that for you. Okay, it was removed from the 2011 and 12 book by the assessor. But the old bills from 09 and 10 are still on there. So it was a deleted parcel in 2010, but we need to take the old bills off or it goes to tax sale. And of course, it can't be sold. It's a common element.
Are we going to, as I reviewed these, Ron, are we going to do these as we've done in the past as exhibit number?
You want to call it exhibit? I mean, we've had an A and we've had a B.
Yeah.
We call it exhibit AB? Or whatever exhibit number you
right.
want to put on it.
Right. That'll be fine for exhibit AB with the date on it, and that will
Then I also have one other issue that was brought to me by the collector. She is not available today. She's at a conference. We have a property, another Missouri Partners Incorporated property, that this is the one where the assessor took off the rolls in 2010 and 11 as an exempt open space. So the other one was, the parcel was deleted because it was split. So the value went to the other parcels. And so the old one was never taken off.
But what we have in front of us is cleaning that up.
Yes. This one we do not have a court order written for, but we do need to have it.
Let's call this approved. Exhibit AB, dated 7/12/12. Which, Dixie, I should make note of, if I'm not mistaken, that today's date is Keith Thurman's birthday.
Motion to approve the abatement for Exhibit A, B, and the date 7/12.
This one is not on here, so.
Motion's been made and seconded, and I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit AB with today's date, 7/12/12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Now you have another piece of business. Go ahead.
Yes. So this one has not been written by the assessor's office. It was brought by the collector. They need it removed for 2007, 8, and 9. It is not a sellable property, but it will be on the tax sale. But the assessor did remove it from the rolls in 10 and 11. So we just need to take care of the previous years.
Let us take a look at that. James, you look at that first, and then we'll hand it to James.
Oh, that's that.
Detention.
Give it to James. Thank you, Kristen.
There's no refund or anything attached to that, is there?
No, he didn't pay him. This is at the detention pond. Mr. Redford came in one about 3 years ago, and we took it off, or took it to us. little to nothing value, and he was supposed to work a deed and give it to the association.
Well, my question is, if there's been no court order directly wrote for it, then we have this month to do it. I'm not ready to, unless it goes through the same process, to approve it. Unless we do it upon your recommendation and there's a court order wrote to cover it.
It's an issue.
Well, if it's an issue, what I'm saying is I'm not going to sit here and approve something that
let's hold it for a future
court orders we have for these others are appropriately presented, and this one isn't, so I'm not going to be willing to make a motion for approval, and there's just two of us here today, so it'd be kind of hard.
That's all I have.
That's it. Thank you very much. Thank you, James. Next item of business we have is a funding agreement for the city of Hollister. Give me just a second. What time do I have to sit there? I tell you what, I brought this up and we're moving ahead forward. Why don't we stand in recess for 4 minutes so that I can hit this timely in case someone else comes in? Because we're scheduled for 8:30. Pardon?
I'm just here for-